our deepest condolences. Written by Hasta La Vista Bye Bye and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. The tags include, mentioned Palpatine, he is dead though, alternate universe, everyone lives / nobody dies, Mace Windu is so done, POV Fox, POV Mace, fix it, crack, Palpatine gets eaten by a Zillow beast, and non-binary Fox. Chancellor Sheev Palpatine had been eaten by the Zillow beast. After a few weeks of chaos, the Republic could finally mourn their lost leader. Two ceremonies were held in his memory, one on Naboo, his home planet, and one on Coruscant, with the honors reserved to an esteemed figure such as himself. The Jedi Council had been invited to partake in the celebrations, as per usual, and as much as Mace would like to, he couldn't exactly say no. It was the Chancellor of the Republic's memorial service, after all, even if the man had always made his skin crawl, or that he privately thought it was a well-deserved end. That's what happens when one takes a wild creature such as the Zillow Beast on the most inhabited planet of the galaxy to be experimented on. Still, Mace took a painkiller for his headache. It will only grow worse through the day. Might as well take care of it from the start. And he still was coming down from the major shatter point that broke when the Chancellor died after all, and joined his fellow counselors before going to the Senate Dome. It was going to be a long day. The guard was in charge of the security protocol for the memorial service of the late Chancellor. Nothing out of the ordinary here. Everything was conformed to the usual routine. Or, at least, it was for everybody outside of the quarries. Fox hadn't stopped smiling for the past few days. HQ was filled with laughter, warmth, and happiness. Everyone wanted to be assigned to the Senate for the day. Everything was all good and proper in the guard's world. The strange ceasefire happening with the CIS, ever since the Zillow Beast incident, made their good mood even better. No Vode dying, no siblings dying. How could life be even better? As the Marshal Commander of the Coruscant Guard, Fox stood right next to the funeral monument for the entirety of all the speeches and declarations and lamentations. They had never been happier to stay put, surrounded by politicians for hours on end. They were, like many of their troops, streaming the entire affair for the ones that couldn't have come, internal comms diligently open to witness the wonderful commentary B-Squad was offering them.
And now enter Senator Ta, better known as that fat ass that's missing a few holes from my blaster. He will be offering us today a beautifully stupid and incoherent eulogy. How he stayed a senator this long is still a mystery to me. Oh, but that, my dear Marker, is not surprising at all. You do not need to talk when you suck other people's dicks, or have enough money to buy them prostitutes, in the case of bastards with a singular ounce of self-respect or basic taste. I can, on the other hand, assure you he will not stay here long anymore. The second Jam Syndulla has the opportunity, Ta will upgrade to that ass with all the missing holes, and some others courtesy of a mad Twi'lek soldier. Not any mad Twi'lek soldier, my dear Visor, but one of the infamous Venridore of Captain Hauser, our Sarge's Oravad. And if you two Dekutle could focus back on the festivities and stop gossiping over my big brother's alleged love story, You could witness the old fat Shebs walking directly into unfortunate discomfort crash.
Silence fell on the internal comms at Mick's words. Every guard was holding their breath, watching intently for the subsequent events. Senator Orrin Free Ta walked to the few stairs leading to the bottom of the podium, slightly hidden at first by the thick, ruby-red carpet covering them. The senator was, of course, not looking where he was going. As if in slow motion, the Corys avidly watched the Twi'lek miss the first step, lose balance, and fall backwards in such a way that he slid all the way to the bottom of the staircase on his ass. His short build and sheer dumb luck made him go back on his feet swiftly enough. In a way, the entire incident would look nearly innocuous for the rest of the spectators. But Fox had a perfect view of the fall for all their troops to see, and Stallion was soon enough sharing a beautiful picture of Ta's expression. Internal comm was once again going crazy with cheers, whoops, and vibrant laughter. Fox's smile was bright and happy behind their helmet. This footage would be perfect for the party the guard was holding tonight in the barracks. When Thorne started a new round of their celebratory chant, the commander joined along with their siblings. Ding dong, the wicked bitch is dead. It's a shame the bitch didn't die a long time ago. It's a shame us guards didn't kill the bitch. On the outside, all of the guards were stoic, immovable figures. Picture perfect, like always. Mace knew his fellow council members were getting antsy. He could see it in how Deppa was adjusting her position a little bit too often. How Obi-Wan was hiding his hands in his sleeves, a habit he gained long ago to hide his fidgeting. He saw it in the ways Luminara was tinkering with her headpiece, and the seemingly unstoppable movement of Kit's head tentacles. He could also feel it in the Force, loud and clear, none of them really bothering to shield it. Especially not Master Yoda. Mace shot him a vicious glare, which only made the old troll's ears twitch even more in contained amusement. The Master of the Jedi Order was trying his hardest to keep his face appropriately neutral and contrite. He was at the Force Damn Memorial Ceremony of the dead Chancellor. It was no place, at all, to lose his composure. He tried to focus on the grief and sorrow emanating from the crowd. He listened intently on the heavy words of the speeches. He desperately grasped for the dull feeling of detached regret coming from Pons and his fellow brothers that had accompanied them. He had even tried to focus on Knight Skywalker's storm of emotions and turmoils from where he was with Senator Amidala on the other side of the Esplanade, but that only worsened his headache, now shy of a full-on migraine. Nothing helped. All he could feel was the entire Coruscant Guard loudly cheering in the Force. They were simply throwing what felt like a spiritual party, happily celebrating the day as if it was a particularly good and intense bolo ball game. At least, it felt eerily similar to the times his battalion was watching this sport, if not somehow even more enthusiastic. Each time he shot them a glance, they were standing at perfect parade rest, not moving. Not twitching the smallest bit, but he could feel their happiness and pure, undulled joy exploding all around him. Commander Fox was right there, on the side of the podium, just a few steps away from him. And the man felt like he was bathing in the purest form of bliss. It was getting harder and harder not to smile. Their feelings were incredibly contagious. May sighed. The moment the ceremony was finally over, he was going to send some shadows to the guard. The council was already planning to start an investigation on the late chancellor. He had a feeling the Coruscant Guard would have some useful information. Being both this delighted at someone's, a commanding officer no less, death, and this good at hiding it was raising all sorts of warning bells. For now, he just listened to their mental party, maybe enjoying the lightness and joy of it just a little bit. In front of him, Mas Amata was declaiming his eulogy, the last one before the next part of the ceremony. The politician was recounting Palpatine's deeds and regretting his death. The guards mentally cheered louder than ever on those last words. It was going to be a very long day. The end. Author's notes. Do note that Mace is not misgendering Fox, or not intentionally, at least. Fox only uses they-them pronouns with their family and the people they trust, and for now, no Natborns have received that honor. This might change in the near future. Who knows? Podfigure's note. I did change the rating from general audiences to teen and up audiences just because of the cussing in it. This is just something I do when I read out loud, just because I feel like, I don't know, cuss words hit harder when you read them out loud. It might be the teacher in me. I don't know. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a really good day. The end for real this time, and thanks. Bye.